Practical Meditations for Every Day in the Year on the Life of Our Lord Jesus Christ, composed by a Father of the Society of Jesus, translated from the French in 1868. July 18th. Sermon on the Mount, the Lord's Prayer, continued. Point 1. The Sixth Petition. Consideration. And do not allow us to yield to temptation. Such is the sense or interpretation of the words, and lead us not into temptation. It is evident that the word lead does not mean draw or impel. God could not draw or impel us into the snares laid to tempt us to sin. The impulse to sin, or temptation as it is called, comes from the devil, the world, and our corrupt nature. We bear about the germ of it within us. How can we then be ever free from temptation? Consequently, when we say, "Lead us not into temptation," we are not asking to be exempted from temptation, but begging and entreating our Father to make allowance for our weakness, to turn away from us hurtful temptations, to show us the snares of the devil, to remind us in time of need of the eternal truths, finally, to give us superabundant graces, not only that we may not yield to temptation, but that they may be turned to our spiritual advancement. As it is written, "God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which you are able, but will make also with temptation issue that you may be able to bear it." Application. This is what we ask of God, but what does He ask from us, so that our prayers may infallibly be granted? He asks that we distrust ourselves, that we fly from the common causes of temptation, the occasions of sin, that we do not delay to pray in temptation, and, if it is an obstinate one, that we make it known to our spiritual Father, resolved to follow His advice faithfully, that we may avoid all delusion. Point 2. The Seventh Petition. Consideration. Deliver us from evil. By this petition, as by the preceding ones, we ask for many things in a few words. To be preserved from all evil or temporal misfortune, sicknesses, war, famine, reverses of fortune, persecutions, calumnies, defamation, etc. We ask to be preserved from falling into mortal sin, an evil infinitely greater than all imaginable temporal misfortunes, an evil in God's sight, the greatest evil that can befall man. We ask to be preserved or raised out of the habit of mortal sin. But above all things, to be preserved from dying in mortal sin, that evil without hope and without remedy, from eternal damnation. Application. We should ask to be preserved from some of these evils conditionally only, so far as is good for our greatest interest, eternal salvation. Some temporal evils, borne with patience and resignation, purify and sanctify us. They are a supernatural blessing. But how often it happens that we make them an occasion of impatience or discouragement or murmuring against providence. In saying, "Deliver us from evil," we ask that such a misfortune may never happen to us, and that we may not lose any of the hidden treasures of adversity and suffering. What a wonderful prayer the Paternoster is. It is indeed a universal prayer, containing all that is best to ask for the glory of God and our own happiness. Such thoughts as these ought to make us say it with an ever-fresh satisfaction and devotion. Point 3. Conclusion of the Our Father. Consideration. The seven petitions of the Paternoster are followed by the word Amen, so be it, a brief but expressive desire by which we virtually repeat all and each petition. Application. As the word Amen contains the whole substance of the Lord's Prayer, let us learn the habit of saying it with attention and feeling, adding to it sometimes these words, "Yes, my soul, let it be thus, let it be thus."